Hello? Can I help you?
Good evening. We're looking for Gus.
That's me. Who are you?
Detective Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson at your service. We are investigating the disappearance of your friend Andric Wildvine. Could you share with us what you know about the night Andric disappeared?
Oh, sure.
So, what happened to your friend that night?
Well, Andric got a note from a hot nymph, inviting him to meet her after dark. So he was heading out into the forest. But don't tell anyone. Andric had a girlfriend, and it's bad enough to lose her boyfriend as it is. I would hate for her to find out he was cheating on her to boot. This isn't the first time I've had to cover for him.
Bit of karma, if you ask me.
Yes, well, thank you, Gus. We'll let you know if we find anything.
Okay. Thanks.
Where to now, Holmes?
We must gather more information about the case. Let's see what the villagers may have to say about the incident. Perhaps their tongues will be loosened with libations.
Of course! To the tavern we go. I believe it was this way.
Go on, take your ugly visage and get out of here.
You turn my stomach. We've told you before not to come where you're not wanted. Shoo!
I say, Holmes, no wonder that poor fellow is hurrying away after that sort of abuse. I couldn't see that he was as horrifying as they were making him out to be, could you?
I could barely see his face as he left. Fairies may have different social mores than we humans do, Watson. We must tread carefully.
What'll it be for you, gentlemen?
Nothing for me, thank you. I don't imbibe when I'm working. You may as well give the doctor a pint of ale while we're here.
Ta!
What I truly have a thirst for is information.
What sort of information, stranger?
Ah, yes, you're quite right. We are strangers here. The Queen has called upon us to investigate the murder of Prince Claudius.
Oh, yeah. I heard what happened to Prince Claudius. That's crazy.
What did you hear?
That he was murdered in the woods, and the princess barely escaped with her life. I heard it was that creepy Zenor fella who did it.
Are you saying Zenor killed the prince?
Well, maybe not directly. But they probably summoned the Black Knight's ghost with dark magic. They've been dabbling in it for years. That's why they moved to the outskirts of the village. You know, they say Zenor was seen in the forest the same night the prince died.
I did not know that. Fascinating.
Are there any others you think could have been responsible for Claudius's death?
Well, I don't know who else is as weird and disturbing as Zenor.
Is there anyone who would benefit from Prince Claudius being gone?
Other than Prince Preston?
Explain.
Please.
Now that Claudius is gone, Preston will be the ruler after the Queen either dies or steps down.
Queen Titania had better avoid sparkly ponds. But they were brothers! Would Preston really stoop so low? Surely he didn't hate Claudius that much.
There have been times I've considered ridding the world of Mycroft. It's not too far-fetched.
Come now, Holmes, be reasonable.
Very well, Watson. We shall instead pay a visit to Zenor.
Right, Holmes. Perhaps it would be better to venture forth tomorrow. It is quite dark outside already, and it seems to be rather dangerous to walk around at night with that dark night at large.
I suppose you're right. As much as I love a good mystery, we should continue this in the morning.
Claudius. Yes? What is it?
My queen, the Black Knight's ghost has struck again.
What do you mean?
My patrol found two more villagers slain this morning, Rogan and Murray. Their remains were not far from the tavern.
Your Highness, what are your instructions?
Seal off the entrance to the portal. No one comes in or out. Add extra blockades to the village borders as well. I will not let this fiend bring threat to my kingdom any longer.
Yes, my queen.
I shall volunteer on the blockades. Now that Claudius is gone, it is my duty to be at the front to defend our kingdom.
Right, you go do that, Preston.
Who else but an odd fellow would live like this? Everything's dead and black. I thought those were wind chimes, but it looks like they're some sort of talismans. If they're doing dark magic, no wonder these plants died. I must say, it doesn't look good, Holmes.
Hello? Zenor, are you home? I am Detective Holmes, and this is my assistant, Dr. Watson. We are here on royal business.
What sort of royal business could you have with me?
It's rather hot to be fully swathed in black, is it not?
Perhaps. What of it?
Never mind that. We have a few questions about the death of Prince Claudius.
We would like to hear what you know of it.
I see. You should know then that if you are here to capture me, I will haunt you until you die.
We have no designs on your liberty.
Then you may come in.
Lovely place you have here. Lots of black and ornate furniture. Very ornamental.
It's what I like. Don't mind him. He's my pet iron beetle, Asgarth.
You have a pet iron beetle? Fascinating. I've heard much about these from the other fairies, but mostly that they are a nuisance and dangerous. Why on earth do you have one?
I saw it injured in the woods, so I took it in and helped it regain its strength. And you are getting stronger every day, aren't you, Azzy? Yes, you are.
He is rather cute when he's being doted on.
Is that why you are fully clothed, so you are not burned by his iron shell?
Yes.
I find it hard to believe that you're as bad as the villagers make you out to be. Why do you think they believe that you murdered Prince Claudius?
I have summoned undead creatures before. Usually just rabbits or frogs. Nothing nearly as large as human-sized knights. And I haven't summoned anything for quite some time. I may not like the other villagers much, but I wouldn't go so far as to kill them.
Then what were you doing in the forest the night of Prince Claudius's murder?
I was merely taking a midnight stroll with Asgarth to the pond with the glowing things. What? I'm not allowed to enjoy colorful, pretty things, too?
Oh, of course.
Anyway, when I was at the pond, Asgarth sniffed at a spot on the ground. As I leaned closer, I was seized by a fit of coughing and had to back away. I thought it was strange, since he is only interested in seeking out metals to eat. Then I heard shouting and running, so I hid amongst the bushes. It turned out to be the royal guards, and I overheard them saying that the spot my beetle was drawn to was where the prince had been murdered. I'm glad I hid, or else they would have blamed me.
So there was no dark magic involved?
No, at least none that I could sense.
Thank you, Zenor. This conversation has been quite illuminating. We will clear your name to those who think you may have done it.
Thank you. That is much appreciated.
We shall take our leave and bid you good day, Zenor. Asgarth.
Goodbye.
You
You've been listening to Sherlock Holmes Kingdom in Peril, Part 2 of 4, written by Casey Budnott, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell with music by Mendelssohn. David Ellis was Gus. Eugene R. Hendricks was Dr. Watson. Nicole Tomte was Sherlock Holmes. Thomas DJ was Barkeep. Charlie Niemeyer was Rogan. Teresa Burnside was Murray. Sarah Palmero was Queen Titania. Tim Price was Prince Preston. Jim Moon was Zenor. All other parts played by the ATW Players. Tune in next week for more Searching for Clues in Part 3 of Sherlock Holmes Kingdom in Peril. You can also contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8tw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.